Track 7, residents urged to check for unwanted pesticides. Newton Abbot residents are being urged to check garden sheds, workshops and garages for old or unwanted pesticides as part of a project to mark the town's pesticide-free and a healthier place for future generations. As part of the Check the Shed initiative, householders can book a free collection of any weed killer, insect repellent, slug pellets or similar products that they no longer use or need so they can be safely collected and disposed of. Check the Shed, which runs until the end of March, has been organised by the community group Green Futures Newton Abbot, which is working with Newton Abbot Town Council and Suez Recycling and Recovery. It follows a successful pesticide collection initiative in Bradley that took place just over a year ago, in which 167 unwanted pesticide containers, equating to 140 kilograms of pesticide materials, were collected from households across Newton Abbot's Bradley ward. Many home and garden pesticide products sit on a shelf in a garage for some time. In some cases, with older products, there is a risk of the containers beginning to decompose, allowing toxic contents to leak out. Green Futures hopes that by enabling residents to arrange the safe collection and disposal of these home and garden pesticide products, the risk of these toxic materials causing a hazard in the home or local environment will be reduced. The more Newton Abbot people can get behind this initiative, the better. The Town Council no longer uses pesticides and we want to help as many people as possible to go pesticide free. So please spread the word. Maybe you have neighbours or family friends who have been gardening for many years and could benefit from this service. Newton Abbot Town Council declared it would no longer use pesticide products to manage the areas of land it is responsible for in 2023. When pesticides are used in the garden or home to eradicate unwanted plants, insects or disease, they impact a much greater population of organisms that are important for the health of our wider ecosystem. And over time, this weakening the very system that we all rely on for food and many other resources. Booking for the Green Futures free pesticide collection can be made via the Green Futures website at www.pesticidefreenewton.com.
Special birthday party for sick girl thanks to raffle. A festive charity raffle organised by the owner of a Dawlish salon has not only raised over £1,000 for a dog rescue, but will also enable a seriously ill little girl to enjoy a special birthday party. The 12 Days of Christmas fundraiser, organised by the owner of Signature Hair and Beauty in Dawlish, saw more than 35 prizes of vouchers, hampers and gifts donated by local businesses. The raffle draw, which took place in the Lansdowne pub on Christmas Eve, generated £1,192.67 for Saving Pound Dogs Cyprus. SPDC is a non-profit organisation dedicated to rescuing and rehoming stray dogs to loving homes in the UK, Cyprus and Germany. Chrissy has supported the SPDC since adopting a dog from the charity. One prize, a children's party for 12, donated by the Mount Pleasant Inn, was won by 77-year-old Tony Smith. Having no use for the prize, he agreed to swap, and the party was donated to a Dawlish-based family whose young daughter has been diagnosed with stage 4 neuroblastoma. Kiwi McElwee, who turned 4 on New Year's Eve, has been receiving treatment at Bristol Children's Hospital since being diagnosed with the rare childhood cancer last January. She will now be able to belatedly celebrate her birthday with family and friends. The McElwee family, who have lived in Australia for 10 years, had been home visiting family when Kiwi fell ill. After learning of Kiwi's illness, the Dawlish community has rallied round. A GoFundMe page has generated nearly £15,000 to help the family juggle hospital trips, accommodation, support for her siblings, and to pay for treats when Kiwi is well enough. The family intend to donate some of the fundraising to the charities that have helped them over the last year. While this year's fundraising total was just shy of the £1,281.67 achieved in the draw she ran last year, Chrissy is hopeful that donations to the collection tin in the signature salon might help them beat the 2024 total.
Council unite to oppose Exeter election cancellation. Unanimous opposition emerged at Devon County Council to the idea of cancelling this year's elections in Exeter. Members of the Liberal Democrat-led council voiced a shared view that the scheduled May elections for Labour-controlled Exeter City Council should go ahead as planned. The government has invited 64 councils in England to say if they would like elections postponed this year amid concerns about the pressure on local officials running polls during a major local government reorganisation. Westminster will make the final decision. Although Devon County Council is not directly affected, leader Councillor Julian Brazil, Liberal Democrat Kingsbridge, called a special meeting to formulate a response. Some question the necessity of the session, noting the absence of Labour councillors, while others suggested it could have been done online. Councillor Brazil said, "I intended to write a pretty scathing response to the minister's letter, but I wanted to hear the views of the full council. I'm hoping we can come to a consensus which will give more strength as we will be speaking as one." He added that postponing elections was instinctively the wrong thing to do, and expressed concern about the pace of local government reorganisation, which would replace Devon's county and district councils with a single unitary authority. Conservative councillor Dermot McGuff, Northam, said local democracy thrives on regular, timely elections, and any disruption must be justified. The Labour government is putting pressure on our council, and I don't agree with reorganisation. It is total madness. Concerns were raised about local democracy being undermined and voters potentially being disenfranchised. Reform UK's councillor Michael Fife Cook, Yelverton Rural, agreed the election should go ahead but questioned the meeting's necessity. Councillor group leader Councillor Andrew Ledbetter, Wearside and Topsham, said he supported Councillor Brazil in resisting the cancellation. "We have witnessed such a rush during local government reorganisation, and we need to slow things down on this matter alone. I am firmly with you."